Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we will have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors, helping you to reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And that is what we'll do today as well. But before we get into the topic of today with our wonderful guest, whom I'll name in just a few minutes, I would like to ask you just for a quick favor to get us ready for the show and all that we may experience. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that will be shared today, we want to just take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us consciously or subconsciously. This is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel like negativity may cling on to you a little bit. So work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in from the stomach area or the diaphragm all the way up to the throat and chest area, where we'll hold it for the count of three and then release it out as hard as you can. So bear with me. Take a breath in. Count to four. And then hold it for the count of three. And release to the count of four. Do it again at your own rhythm. Take a breath in. Hold it. And release. And when I'm doing that, I'm also shaking my hands a little bit. So one more time. Very good. And release. Excellent. So, we're ready to go, and I have a very special treat for you today. I'm so glad that you're all tuning in. And let me start out by saying or asking you this. Have you ever heard of Ormus? Or of, let me put it this way, blue water alchemy? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, in either case, today is the day where you can learn so much more about Ormus than you ever thought possible. Because today I have not just the honor, but the pleasure of welcoming Scott Stevens to discuss Blue Water Alchemy's Ormus with us. And Scott, I would say that Ormus is actually a modality of healing, a way of getting to know yourself and to getting to know where you are right now. Scott, welcome. How are you today?
Glad to be here, Natalie. I've never had an introduction for just the blue water aspect of my past, so this is kind of an interesting shift for me. This is good.
Well, I warned you this might happen.
Yes, you did.
Well, Scott, we've talked a couple of times before via different mediums, but I'm so glad that you're joining me today because there are so many fascinating issues, for me at least, around what Ormus is. And I know that you cannot just provide us with what Ormus is, those details, but also how it helps and a whole lot of the spiritual aspect behind it as well. However, you know I'm always good for surprises. Before we get into Ormus, I need to ask you a question because that's what the show is all about.
Go for it.
All right, Scott, how well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
Oh, boy. I think we all have this illusion that we know ourselves very well until we learn more about ourselves. And then we look back at 5, 10, 15 years ago and like, who was I? What was I? You know, you're like really surprised that you made it this far without crashing and burning a few times. And sometimes we do. But I think, like everybody, you know, my journey has been a long one. And we go through times where we're just kind of, you know, in stasis. I grew up Mormon, and I was excommunicated out of the church when I was 18, and so I was kind of, you know, set adrift and slowly, you know, exploring other modalities of spirituality. And, you know, I was kind of coming to, well, the philosophical discussion I was having myself is it life a shame if when we die we don't take what we've learned with us? If there isn't some way to download that information, keep that information, you know, share that information that our life experience brings to us all by our own choices, you know, and so that's kind of where I was. And then it was a winter's day, and honestly, I was headed off to the bathroom and picked up a book that a friend had given us, you know, months before. It had just been sitting in kind of the spare bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it up and started reading it, and I was moved immediately. Immediately I was moved, and that was the book by James Redfield, The Celestine Prophecy.
Mm.
And that book opened up so many avenues of thought that had not come across me before. And this was 97. And it was like the little Dutch boy pulling his finger out of the dike, and this boom, this wave of hunger, this fire was ignited in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I began a journey of transformation.
Wow.
And, it never ends, Natalie. It never ends.
That's the amazing thing about our journeys, isn't it?
well, yeah, it's this constant evolution. And we are not the same person today as we were yesterday or last year. And we really have this hang-up in our society that we have to conserve the values of old. If we conserved and held on to what was, we're incapable of becoming what we're supposed to become. We're incapable of developing and growing and evolving into something far more spectacular than to those ideals we held, you know, in the past. And so I think there's this energetic blockage that I'm excited for humanity and Americans in particular to let go of the past, that it was the be-all, end-all. The past is simply a step on a pathway, and it's to be, you know, honored, and you're grateful that it got you through that particular day or through that particular year, but it isn't necessarily the proper foundation to leap into the next from. And so,
but it's also lessons that you've learned, right?
Everything is a lesson you've learned or not learned.
Right.
You know, we go through these lessons, but how do we integrate them? How do we let them become a part of us?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all been through relationships, personal and business, that don't serve us. That cost us from all of these very curious angles, but they're all lessons we're required to learn. Otherwise, that experience would not have been put in front of us. And,
now, when you said that you know, you picked up this book and all of a sudden all of these thoughts and ideas came up, you must have been somehow open to them, though, right?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I absolutely think so. Mm-hmm. I certainly wasn't an atheist. There was no way that was happening, but I was agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spirituality that I had come across to the world disturbed and almost disgusted me. Because people did these things in the name of others that person that they're invoking would never have done.
Right.
And that was their belief system, and they were rigidly bound to that. And it disturbed me greatly. I mean, because of how they treated their fellow human beings, I just thought it was very, very poor.
And it's so an interesting contrast. I agree sometimes.
Well, it is. It is. But as I've learned, it is that contrast that teaches us.
Mm-hmm.
It is that not the black and white, but it is the very different shades that we either resonate with or are repelled from. And so I've learned that it pain is the teacher. And it is that contrast in experiences that is the teacher. And once you come through one of those relationships, one of those experiences, you learn never to go there again because you've learned. And otherwise, you keep remaking those decisions and boom, you're back there again. You're like, oh, crap.
How did I get here?
Oh, come on now. I thought I had gotten through this. But apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not. You said yes one time when you should have said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's there again. So, yeah, relationships is something that we're all always working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, chime in on that. But just something that you said now, you just say, you know, saying yes or saying no. So once you, as you put it, got kicked out the Mormon faith, and then you read the book, what did you say yes to in order to be part of OMERS at this point in time?
That the universe is expansive and creative in nature always, and that there is always abundance there for you. And it is coming to that realization that it's not here to keep us in this consciousness of poverty, that, oh, there isn't enough money, though it's too cold, or, you know, I don't want. You know, we have to learn not to go to those words. And the Ormus was, that's a whole story in itself. That's almost nearly a segment how I came across it.
Oh, we can do that in the next segment.
I was looking for a project, to be honest with you, Natalie. I was looking for a project. I was looking for a place that was worthy of my energies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had done TV weather for 20 years, and so I was great with communicating with the people and explaining scientific things and you know, just it was sweet to have them invite me into their home so I could, you know, spend, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes with them every night. And I needed something that was worthy of my time.
And we're going to go on a short break. After the break, we're going to hear more about Ormus from Scott. So please stay tuned.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guest today is Scott Stevens from Blue Water Alchemy, talking with us soon about Ormus. But before we get into the Ormus, Scott, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you. Could you just tell us a good way to get in touch with you?
Well, visit the site first, and that's at bluewateralchemy.com. And then if you want to send us off an email, you can either do that through our Facebook page, and you can like us and contact us through our Facebook page at Blue Water Alchemy or bluewateralchemy@gmail.com.
Wow.
And you can send off a message.
That's easy enough. And I would recommend that people definitely go to your page because it's pretty.
It's pretty.
And aside from pretty, though, let's just dive right into it. Now, in the previous segment, you mentioned you needed a project. And along came, in one way or another, I guess, let's just say probably two relationships, and all of that led to Blue Water Alchemy. So
it did, because I had done an interview on Coast to Coast AM, because I was into weather modification and aspects of global warming that are not being made clear to the public, and so I was on Coast to Coast, and a gal in Colorado who is an old bloodline heard me on that interview. Mm-hmm. And recognized my voice from some visions she had been given. So she had her husband, who was a meteorologist, write me.
Wow.
And begin an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't but about 7 months later, and her sharing, because she was able to go rummaging through my Akashic records, and said, you have to be in Colorado. You have to be here. This is where the spiritual awakening occurs from, and you need to be here.
Oh.
And so I was already free of my TV requirements. And
that sounds nice.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. But I ended up moving to Colorado because of what she told me. And that had resonated so deeply with me that, you know, I knew I had some part to play in this. I just knew it. I knew it at a soul level. I didn't know what, though. And so I, you know, banging around Northern Colorado and storm chasing with a buddy. And again, we're talking about misdirected relationships here. And, you know, spending my savings. But we did get a sweet, you know, paper published on electrical fields and currents and twisting electromagnetic storms, whether they're dust devils, hurricanes, or tornadoes. And so that was some groundbreaking research that nobody had ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were, you know, contributing that way. And I'm still working with Barb, who has her own radio show called America Now that we started on the Genesis Communications Network.
Oh, okay.
And so that was one of my projects.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with, you know, the spiritual awakening and increasing consciousness and awareness about all of these things. But I just didn't feel like she was the teacher. She was giving me the insights and guidance that I needed, to evolve to the next step. I just felt dead-ended.
Mm.
And, you know, so I, you know, standing in front of my bathroom mirror one, you know, late summer in 07, you know, kind of in tears. Where's my teacher? Where's my calling? I'm lost. I'm ready for something. And that spiritual teacher did show up just a few weeks later.
Wow.
And, it was a gift.
So you have a lot of faith that when you ask questions, you get answers?
It comes fast.
Uh-huh.
Natalie, it comes so fast. Especially as you step back and begin to approach life with a non-judgmental, you know, attitude. And that was one of the promises I always made to myself, because I was always into the alternative and conspiratorial media theme. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I can't judge somebody's information because I can't see, I don't understand the context for it yet. And I just figured it's like painting a picture with a pixel at a time. And eventually you'll put enough pixels in place that you can begin begin to intuit what the picture is. And as time goes on, more and more of those pixels begin to show up, and you place them correctly, and then you get a picture of just how big things are.
Yeah.
And so that was the last 10 years for me. And and so I was at Fort Collins for about 10 years, and I had to end that relationship with the guy I did storm chasing and writing with. He was a taker. He was always a taker. He was not giving. You know what? It left me in a rather precarious financial situation at that time, too, because I was giving and giving and not getting anything back. And so this is where you have to learn to say no.
Sometimes that's a lesson right there.
It is. It was a big lesson. And sometimes we learn to say no a little later than we should.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of push the limits, and then you're like, oh, crap, now what do I do? And then you have to have to confront and sever.
Right.
And that's just the simplest way to do it, is confront and sever.
Uh-huh.
And so I did that. And then it was about 6 months later, while working on some guests for our show America Now with Barb, that I had come across a guy by the name of G.W. Hardin. And his book, The Messengers and Indigo Kids, and mm-hmm. he's an author, and he's been
right.
on the bestseller list. But Gary and I became friends, and he did a stint and did our show. And then about 2 weeks later, after a lunch with him, he said, I have someone you need to meet.
Mm.
I was like, okay.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, bring it on. Because, my one prayer through all of this is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I just want understanding. You know, because once the mind understands, then you can keep the emotions in check, and you're not, swayed from side to side by, the things in life. You know, once the mind understands, then you can have context.
Right.
And then the emotions don't have quite the heart, the sway over what you do from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to detach from that, and it's very important. The heart chakra is a very, very sticky chakra. You can spend tens of thousands of lifetimes working through, the bottom to the top of that heart chakra.
Uh-huh.
So it's an arduous journey, and most human beings on this planet now are nowhere near the heart chakra. They're not that evolved.
Yeah, that's true. I like the way how you say sticky.
Well, it is sticky. It is sticky because it's this the Christian heaven is in that chakra. It's in the astral, but it's not the end of the journey. You know, the journey always goes on. So don't stop looking, because as soon as you stop looking, you stop evolving. So GW brought me over to a friend of his place, and the guy's name was Don. So I met Don, and there was kind of this instant recognition. I shook his hand, and I said, I'm so glad to finally meet you.
Wow. I love those moments when that happens.
Well, and honestly, I don't know why I said that. That's just what came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what came out. And so I met Don because he has this Merkaba, this star octahedron, this 7-foot gold and silver wired, star octahedron in one of the rooms in his house. And that was just freakishly cool. Because I was familiar with the Drunville of Melchizedek, the personal Merkaba, and that energy body, and how that allows access to dimensional travel.
Mm-hmm.
It is a science, Spirituality isn't some feel-good thingy. It's a science, and it's designed as a science. So as we evolved, we would understand and then could use that innate knowledge that all of us carry and have always carried to get the heck out of here.
Right.
And return to that beautiful place, that beautiful source from which we all sprang.
Mm-hmm.
So we ride that ascending current. And so this was kind of, fascinating architecture, designed art, piece of artwork that he had in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was off to work in 20 minutes, and so, we didn't get to spend a lot of time there, but he said, come back in a week, it'll be solstice, it'll be Father's Day, we'll have a dinner, and, show up and bring a salad. And so I did. and towards the end of that day, and this was summer solstice of 9,
okay.
We sat in the Merkaba room, and he shared with me some of his many inner experiences, and I shared with him mine, and we each realized that we were carrying one of these poles, one of these polarities,
mm-hmm.
and that we had work to do. We had work to do, and that was we agreed that night that we needed to see what would happen from this relationship.
Right.
And so He later in that week, he shared the Ormus with me, and there was an energetic exchange between us. I had some ancient coding come out of me, and this was what Barb, the gal who had the visions of me earlier in Colorado, was after.
Mm-hmm.
It was after this ancient knowledge that I was carrying. And it went into dawn, and it was in three cubes, eight wide, eight deep. And there was one cube inside that was violet. And then once that came into his body, you know, because he has that Magdalene DNA heritage that he has.
Wow.
It changed this code, this angelic code that he has seen since he was a child. And that changed once my code joined with him. And it was the next day, I just was, you know, doing errands in town. I just had this whole intuitive download that, okay, it's Ormus. It's Ormus. And that's what the rest of my life is going to be, is about Ormus, and not geoengineering and chemtrails and climate change and, you know, 2012 ascension stuff. It's Ormus.
Well,
and through that tool, many things will unfold.
Absolutely. And, of course, I already know what Ormus is, but we do have to tell the listeners a little bit about Ormus. And I think if that's okay with you, we are going to do that in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have you talk a little bit more about Ormus, how it works, because you've been stressing the scientific aspect as well as the spiritual aspect. Mm-hmm. And I guess you'll be talking a little bit about how Ormus can affect the cellular level of our beings as well.
As we evolve, we're going to realize that science and spirit will meet at one point, that you cannot separate the two. The two are synergistically, you know, intertwined. And that's going to be a beautiful thing for humanity to finally realize and wake up to, because we don't have to have science and spirit or science and religion on separate camps. They are one and the same.
Well, you've heard to hear first. They are one and the same. We're going to take a little break, and after the break, we'll get a lot more information about Ormus from Scott and how it all works and why it is so important to take at least a sip of it every now and then. So please stay tuned.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I have Scott here today talking about his journey, first and foremost, and how he got to where he is today, as well as Blue Water Alchemy and Ormus. And we now have to talk about Ormus and what you can expect when taking it. So what is this thingy that you all call Ormus?
Ormus simply is, it's an ancient sacrament. It's something that simple. And when we begin to dig through older Sumerian tablets, this Ormus has been around since the beginning of what we like to term civilization back in Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been around a very, very long time. So Ormus, the process that we use, it was recovered from another spiritual thing. A man in Washington State who was a chemist in this particular lifetime, and he was driven to play with seawater, to play with sodium hydroxide or hardwood ash lye. Lye that's created as you run water, trickle water through wood ash,
mm-hmm.
and then collect it out of the bottom of the whiskey barrel. But he didn't know why, and it was starting to kind of drive him nuts. And so he did a past life regression. And in this particular past life that popped out, he was in a scene. But if you're kind of familiar with Christ, in the time of Christ, there were three sects of Judaism.
Right.
Sadducees, Pharisees, and the Essenes. And Jesus was one of those Essenes. And that's why the religious establishment was so anti-Jesus, because he was anti-everything they were doing. Now, there was a great conflict of morals and a great conflict of where your loyalties lie. Is it a loyalty to the money changer in the temple where you can buy your salvation? And
right.
It's not like there aren't many religions today that require, you know, penance, if you will.
Right.
It has not changed that much. And but he was in a scene. And his job, this chemist today's, his job back then was to collect the salt, and it came from the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean. And then alkalinize this salt water. And in the process of the alkalinization of this salt water, upping the pH, the elements that are locked up in the salt crystal, which is the shape of a cube, every time salt crystallizes, it crystallizes around the condensation nuclei. There has to be something there for the crystallization to begin to take place, much like the rain droplet. It needs a condensation nuclei, something to form about.
Okay.
The salt crystal grabs elements.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're rhodium, iridium, gold, platinum, cobalt, titanium, all these elements that are now abundant in the ocean's water, in the seawater. So this alkalinization process spins up these elements, and they become monatomic, essentially meaning that the structure of the element is not metallic, but behaves more ceramic in nature, superconductive in nature, anti-gravity in nature. So it has literally a different state of being, where it's the fourth state of matter, and then plasma is beyond that. So this fourth state of matter, these elements, essentially you could do an analogy where they're like a stool, a sitting stool.
Mm-hmm.
And this stool has two legs in this realm and two legs in the etheric realm.
Oh, that helps me understand it. Thank you.
It's simple. So what you have is a bridge.
Uh-huh.
It creates a bridge. So you have one aspect residing in the physical and one aspect that it is directly connected to residing in the etheric or in the subtle energy realms.
Okay.
And so as you take these elements into your body, you can rub them on, take them internally, feed them to your plants, your livestock, whatever. These elements used to be in great abundance on the soils of this planet. But after 12,000 years, many have been washed to the seas, and after using the chemical fertilizers we have on farmlands,
we've bleached
the soils. We've literally bleached the soils. And if we couldn't pump ungodly quantities of water in our lands, we would end up with the 30s like Dust Bowl all over a huge quotient of this country's farmlands. So the monatomics were in the soils. They were in our food stream back then. We used to be healthier. We didn't need all this contraption called Western medicine to stay healthy.
Those good old days.
Oh, yeah, there we go. We used to be healthy because the land was healthy. And now that the land is not healthy, we need supplements. And the simplest way to supplement this is with these monatomics enormous.
Okay, so let me ask you really quickly. You started out by saying that you collect salt, then you go through the process. So are you mixing specific salts, or is it just the Dead Sea and something else?
No, that's the fun.
That's the fun.
Well, because in this day and age, freight transport for anywhere in the world is stupidly cheap. You know, we can bring in flat screens from China and sell them here for $500.
Yeah.
You know, so we're capable of moving great quantities of volume across the world's ocean very inexpensively. This is different than it was 2,000 or even 150 years ago, where getting Himalayan salt into the western U.S. where we're located would have been an arduous journey.
Mm-hmm.
And now, mining millions of tons of salt from the Tibetan Plateau or from the beaches off Normandy, France, or from the Andes in Bolivia and Peru, or from the North Island of New Zealand. These are all locations where we get our salts. And each one of these salts, when the salt cube crystallized, grabbed different elements.
Okay.
The Dead Sea salt is loaded with gold, rhodium, and iridium. Those are the three primary ingredients in the Dead Sea salt. It's also laden with magnesium and calcium once you go through the alkalinization process.
Okay.
So once we go through that process, we end up with a precipitate. As that pH 14 water goes into that salt water mix, you literally begin to get this gelatinous-like fluid. And in the olden times, it was called the seed of God. Because it is matter at its fundamental state, its most basic state for this physical reality. That alkalization process begins, our vats begin to just get milkier and thicker. And then you end up with, when we're done, there's a limit on the pH.
Okay.
That alkalinization can only go so far. We have to stop at about 10.7. Beyond that, and we can get some of the metal orms forming that we don't necessarily require. We need in very, very small quantities, and our diets and environment are sufficiently full of those so we don't bring those into the ormus mixture. So we stop at a point. There's a hard stop.
And then when all of these monoatomics and all of the good stuff enters the body, the physical body, what happens? Because you mentioned the bridge, so I want to get back to the bridge.
What happens is those elements, and literally in every bottle there's billions to trillions of these elements in the monatomic state. You take them into the physical body. And gold loves to settle in the upper nervous system, in the crown and third eye chakras, in the pineal gland. Then you've got rhodium and iridium. Iridium is an amazing element because it'll drop into the nervous system. It'll drop into the end of your DNA.
Wow.
And at the end of each DNA, what does the DNA strand look like? It's a double helix. It really looks like your telephone wire. It's twisted wire.
I never thought about the telephone wires,
yes.
Scott.
That's exactly what it is. And so we drop an orm, orbitally ranged monatomic element, and that's where the word ormus comes from, is ormes.
Okay.
Orbitally ranged monatomic elements. Ormus is just a slang word for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this iridium element drops in the end of one of your strands in DNA, and then another one drops in to the next one, and to the next one, and to the next one. Typically, a human being will run about 10,000 electrons along their twisted pair of DNA wire. That's not a bad little flow rate. But when you add the iridium in, that jumps to nearly a million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 10,000-fold increase of the ability of your genetic system to carry a current, to carry information. And as that happens, then the body begins to come alive. And because of the transdimensional aspect, so each one of those iridium orms and each one of those gold orms, each one of those cobalt orms connects to its counterpart in your subtle energy body. And once that connection is established, information can pass freely back and forth. Your physical body then can communicate with your subtle energy body. And in that subtle energy realm is where that perfect picture of you still resides. So that information of what your genetic structure should look like can now pass back into the physical body.
Mm.
And because you and I have about 75 trillion cells that compose our physical being, and we all know these cells have lifespans. They don't live forever. They just don't. And so
we're all always looking for living forever.
Oh, well, not in this body. It's good, but it ain't that good. You know, so what happens is when we woke up this morning, everybody listening, needed to recreate 300 billion of those cells.
That sounds like a lot of work, Scott.
It's a lot of work, but the body does it largely effortlessly because that's what it's supposed to do. And so it starts largely with red blood cells and stem cells. That's where it begins, and then it shuttles those cells off to where the pancreas needs fixing, or the lungs need fixing, or the optic nerves, or you know, keratin cells in the nails and hair. You know, all these things. You know, there's this constant refreshing and refreshing of the body. But with that channel of information open, that correct coding can come in from your light body, from your energy body, back into the physical, and then it can replicate itself correctly.
Wow!
And so we begin to slowly arrest degeneration. And once that degeneration is stabilized, then we can begin to fix things. We can begin to fix balance. But it isn't just a physical problem. Now, if you're really going to heal, it has to start in the thought and the emotional realms. And we'll talk about that in a bit.
Absolutely. I can't wait. So please stay tuned, everybody.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, Visit us at gladrags.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. If you've been listening for the first 45 minutes, you know I have a special guest with me today. I have a very special guest who is Scott Stevens from Blue Water Alchemy. And he is so important that he's been sharing his life story and he's been sharing about Ormus with us. All of that has been fascinating. But before you tell us a little bit more about those monoatomics and how it works in the body, Scott, how can people get in touch with you once more?
Visit us at bluewateralchemy.com, or if you're a Facebook fanatic, and I know there's many out there.
just
search out Blue Water Alchemy and like us, and then give us a shout.
Absolutely.
It's kind of fun to look at people who like us, and you kind of get a little insight into them.
And your Facebook page is really an active page. I would like to point that out. You share a lot of additional information on Facebook, even though it comes from your main page. I think the educational value of your Facebook page is up there. So I'm always on there for sure.
and I think Ormus is going to play a part in a very important movement that it almost feels like it's going to be a revolutionary movement. Across the planet right now. Because
another revolutionary movement? Don't we have enough right now?
No, because we're not done.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, we need a cohesion. We need a cohesion.
Yeah.
We need to fix healthcare. We need to fix food distribution, the nutrients in food, which Ormus is right now fantastically good at.
I think I saw an image that you all posted on Facebook about huge tomatoes because you were using the Gaia Ormus. Is that the one you were using?
All the Ormuses work on plants just as they all work on humans. So don't let the different recipes kind of bungle your thought processes.
Okay.
Because the monoatomics in plants, because their lifespan is so much shorter than ours. They reach maturity in just a few weeks or reach the end of the vegetative, the growth state, and then they go into the fruiting stage. And most plants' life cycle is done inside of 4 months, 120 days.
Wow.
And we've got hydroponic lettuce farmers in Indiana using Ormus on their crops.
Mm.
It is exactly a 42-day cycle, and then it's harvested. And just, 21, 22 days in, he's got 70% more lettuce. And the freaking thing is, Natalie, is once it's cut and shipped to market, it's three times longer before it begins to, quote unquote, degrade to where it isn't usable on the shelves.
And that's finally because we're going back to something that nature provides instead of all the other stuff
alive.
We're using.
It's alive, healthy, and vibrant.
Uh-huh.
And that's important, and that's how human beings are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And before the break, we're starting to talk about how healing happens.
Right.
And right now, we are told that you have to have a medicine to deal with the side effects. Sometimes it'll take care of the cause of the problem, but not always.
It's mostly the symptoms, isn't it?
Mostly. And it's crazy, because when you watch any of these 30-second commercials that air almost continuously through the evening news is anymore,
mm-hmm.
of those 30 seconds, 20, 22 seconds are side effects.
Yep.
And then the other 8 seconds is the upside sell. So there's all of these side effects that this medicine is supposed to help you It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
It's fascinating to me. You know, why would I take it if I might end up killing myself?
Dead. Yeah. Well, and the monoatomics,
mm-hmm.
for me, and this is my experience, and then it's certainly been enlivened with many of much of the feedback we've gotten over the years, is that you begin to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
As the ormus, the monoatomics ground you. You're not swayed by the emotional things that happen during the course of the day. You're steadier.
Mm-hmm.
As you're steadier, there's a strength that comes. And as that strength begins to manifest, you begin to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
You will see causes. You will see relationships between events that you didn't catch before that. And as you begin to understand the causes, you don't let that cause impact or affect you in a way that it would have previously. You're stabilized.
Mm-hmm.
So the thoughts change. And as the thoughts change, then that can't help but change your emotions.
Right.
And you don't go into the fear. You don't go into the panic. You don't go into the jealousy. You don't go into those lower heart chakra emotions. And when that happens, you don't end up with blockages in your energetic system. And it is the blockages in the energetic systems which cause physical disease to manifest. So if we stop, if we change the thoughts, change the emotional reaction, then the physical body can't help but blame, well, fix itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens quickly.
So what you're saying is that by taking a sip of Ormus, you can actually help your body heal itself on all different levels, including the physical?
That's its whole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's its purpose. And in when our biosphere was healthy, we naturally lived so much longer. All you have to do is go back into the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Old Testament is mostly a genealogical document.
And right.
These people lived not 40, 50, 60 years, but hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of years. And when you're in when you're in a healthy environment, when you, how do I say this, are stable and communing with the divine on a regular basis.
I guess you would want to say something like in harmony, right? If you're in harmony with yourself and with your environment.
Mm-hmm. An alignment happens.
Yeah.
An alignment happens. And once that happens, you become a very potent being.
Mm-hmm.
By God, we can't have those people walking around on Earth. That's just too disruptive. So,
oh, come on. Let's walk around like that.
Please. Please. You know, so Ormus is just one aspect of changing people's relationship with themselves. Because as the monoatomics come in, you're really opening yourself up to that higher aspect of you. So it's you healing you. You bringing to you the lessons you need so you don't, you know, go down those roads that you've already done over and over and over again to get out of the ruts. And it happens quickly. And that's by design. It's by design. We give ourselves these gifts so we don't forget.
And I remember when we started out today, you had mentioned, you know, the lessons that we're learning and that hopefully we don't get back to them. And Scott, like you know from your time before as well as now that you're doing all of these amazing interviews, time flies when you're having fun, and we're almost out of time. So in about, I don't know, a 30-second idea. Can you tell us what people should do in addition to possibly trying Ormus?
Well, head off to the website. If the material mm-hmm. there resonates with you, or if you've had a friend or somebody that's come across with it and they've shared an experience, you know, listen to them. Listen to them. And for those listening now, we've got, there's a coupon that's available. It's just Dr. Pat. Enter that in and you'll get 20% off the order.
Wow.
And that way you can start. You can feel the difference because there are many ailments that can be rectified with more etheric energy coming into your body, with that connection to that higher aspect of yourself. You can heal yourself. That's the only way it happens is you have to do it yourself.
And I want
the tools in front of us to do it.
I want to absolutely stress that, and I'm very convinced that Ormus actually works because I've seen it in action. So now that they have a coupon, I recommend to try it.
Give
so thank you so much, Scott, for being
My
on
pleasure,
the show
Natalie.
Today. I really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Indeed.
And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. And I want to let you know that, of course, time flies when you're having fun. So maybe next week, tuning in is another possibility. Every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time, Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I'm your host, and I hope to see you again next week. So have a great week until then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.